Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Wally?
Yeah?
You think you'll ask it as soon as he gets home?
Well, sure, that's the best way. Ask him and get it over with.
But asking to borrow his car, especially since it's brand new.
Hey, he just drove up.
How's he look?
Well, he's just getting out of the car. He's got his briefcase with him.
Uh-oh. That means he's got a lot of other junk on his mind. How's he walking?
What do you mean?
Well, if his head's up and he's looking around at the flowers and stuff, that means you got a pretty good chance.
His head is nothing. He's not looking around at all.
Boy, that probably means I left my bicycle in the driveway again.
Beaver, what did you have to go and do a dumb thing like that for? Especially tonight. Hi, Dad.
Oh, hello, boys. Wally, how many times do I have to remind you not to leave the lawnmower in the middle of the garage?
John!
Will you please move it so I can put the car away?
Yes, sir.
You know, Wally, sometimes you're almost as dumb as I am.
Coming.
Hey, Wally, are you really going to ask Dad at dinner if he can borrow his car?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you wait until after dessert so you won't spoil the whole meal?
Look, Beaver, why don't you try and help me get Dad in a good mood?
Well, I might. What's in it for me?
Well, it'll be good practice for you for when you want to get him in a good mood for yourself.
Then this fellow said, well, I'm not worried about losing my job. I think all this business about automation is highly exaggerated. Well, just at that moment, a voice said, this is a recording. You're fired. Beaver, tell me, did you bring home a note from your teacher today?
Oh, no, Dad. That's one of your jokes I haven't heard before. Warden, want to tell the boys about our weekend?
Oh, yeah. We're going to be going out of town for a couple of days with the Haneys, fellas.
Well, it really isn't going to be that long. We're going to leave Friday and come back Saturday.
This Friday?
Mm-hmm. Haneys are going to pick us up. They're going to do the driving.
Oh. Oh, well, that's great. Well, I mean, I hope you guys have a real nice time. And
can Wally borrow your car, Dad?
What's this? Dad, you see, I'm taking Shirley to the school prom at the country club Friday night, and I was going to ask you if I could borrow your car.
Well, if it's a school prom, Wally, why can't you ride with one of your friends, Eddie or Lumpy?
Well, Eddie and Lumpy are going stag in Lumpy's car, and anyway, I hate to always be sponging rides off the other guys.
Wally, your father just got the car. He's hardly had it a week.
Well, I'll take real good care of the car, Dad. Well, why, the next day I'll even wax it for you, won't we, Beef?
Well, sure. What?
Ward, the car will be just sitting in the garage.
Oh, I know, dear, but it's just a... Well, the car's hardly broken in yet.
I'll drive real slow, and I'll be real careful, honest, Dad.
Well, sure, Dad. He always drives real slow, and he's with a girl.
Oh, I guess it's all right. You were always careful with the other car. I guess you can borrow this one.
Oh, boy. Thanks a lot, Dad.
And when you came home, Wally said you were in a bad mood.
Boys, we're about ready to leave.
I was just helping Wally get dressed.
Yeah, Mom, look at him.
Can you imagine him helping anybody get dressed?
Come on, tuck your shirt in. Where are your shoes?
Gee, Mom, I'm not going any place tonight. Well, does it got to look like old Tony Curtis just to watch television?
Wally, your father's in the den, and I think he wants to talk to you before we leave.
Oh, okay, Mom.
And you go upstairs and do something about the way you look.
Yes, Mom.
Beaver, look at your sock.
Oh, yeah, Mom. I noticed that this morning when I was putting them on.
Well, then, why didn't you change it?
Well, I figured my shoe would cover it up.
Oh, you gonna play golf, Dad?
Yeah, Mr. Haney and I hope you got in around.
Oh, well, I hope you have a real fine game and enjoy yourself very much.
Thanks, Wally. You don't have to go overboard, though. I already said you could have the car.
Yes, sir.
Now, look, about the dance tonight. I don't want you piling a lot of kids in the car, understand?
Oh, gee, no, Dad. It'll just be Shirley and me.
Good.
Ward, the Haneys just drove up.
All right, dear.
Hey, Dad, do you want to lecture me before the Haneys come in?
No, Beaver, I think you're beyond the age where we have to lecture you every time we go away, don't you?
Yeah, I just thought you might like to do it anyways.
Goodbye, Wally. Now, you be careful.
Oh, sure, Mom, don't worry.
Now, goodbye, Wally. Bye, Beaver.
Bye, Dad.
Beaver, where are your socks?
Gee, Mom, you yelled at me about them, so I took them off.
Beaver, now you go right back upstairs and...
June, we're leaving for the weekend. Why don't we get off to a good start, huh?
Well, all right. Goodbye, Beaver. Be a good boy.
Goodbye, Mom.
Bye, Wally.
Bye, Mom.
Bye. Be a good boy.
We'll see you soon.
Oh, I had a wonderful time. Wally, did you?
Oh, yeah. I had a swell time. Look, sure, I'd like to take you out for a malt or a hamburger or something. It's not that I'm being cheap, but... Well, I promised my dad I'd take the car home right after the dance.
Oh, golly, Wally, I couldn't eat another thing after all the punch and stuff we had.
Yeah, that chicken salad was pretty good. Didn't have as many bones in it as usual. Then you don't mind going right home?
Oh, no, Wally, it's okay.
Hey, Wally. Oh, hi, Eddie. How's it going, lover boy?
What do you say, gorgeous?
Hello, Eddie.
Look, Wally, we got to give Lumpy's crate a shove. The battery's conked out.
What?
Yeah, he's right over there. All he needs is another car to give him a little push.
Yeah, well, look, I'm not pushing anybody's car. Why don't you get one of the guys with a jalopy, like Ronnie or Don, to shove him?
Ronnie's already pushing Don.
Okay, well, then get one of the other guys. This is my father's brand new car. I'm not taking any chances.
What am I going to do? Look, Lumpy's got an old horse blanket he uses on the hood in the winter. We'll wrap it around your bumper, okay?
He's got his father's brand new car.
Oh, boy, that's just great. His two best buddies stuck in a broken-down jalopy. And he's riding around in his dream wagon, and he won't even...
All right, Eddie. I'll give you a push. But look, we gotta be careful.
Aw, oh, this kid is all hard. I'll see you over there.
Hey, look, Eddie. Hey, how do you know if his car's gonna start even if I do push it?
Well, I can't miss. We use the same system to get over here.
Okay, Lump. Now, when you're ready, give me the signal and I'll start shoving.
Okay, Wally. Hold it. Hold it, you guys. Let me handle this, will you? You ready, man?
Yeah, we're ready.
Okay, bring it up easy, Wally. Easy? Easy? That's it.
Okay, you got her in gear? Throw out the clutch.
Okay, I'm all set.
Okay, give her the gas, Wally.
More? More? More! Keep it up! Now turn, Lump! Turn!
Oh, wow, your dad's brand new car.
The whole headlight. Boy, oh, boy. Eddie, how come you told him to turn?
Well, I thought the guy had it made.
Yeah, but at least you could have... Oh, well, it doesn't matter now.
Well, look, there's nothing to be so shook about. Lumpy's insurance will take care of it.
Oh, no, it won't. I've already got a claim in for last week when that goat ate my upholstery.
Hello?
Boy, what a mess.
Awful. They get so emotional.
Oh, Eddie, you're impossible.
Just look at that thing. Boy, Wally, I'm awfully sorry. Yeah, I know, Lum. I know. Well, that's what I get for buying a 75-cent battery.
What's the matter, Wally?
Are you still awake?
Something happened, I can tell.
How can you tell?
I can tell just by the way you're sitting there.
Yeah, something happened, all right.
Something about Dad's car?
Yeah. I busted one of the headlights.
On Dad's brand new car?
Yep.
Poor Wally, what a mess.
Yeah. What'd be said if this had happened to his father's car? He'd have to leave for Mexico.
Where are you going to leave for, Wally?
I'm not leaving for anywhere. I'm just going to wait till Dad gets home and then tell him what happened.
Yeah, and besides, I don't think they let kids in Mexico without their parents' permission anyway. Boy, Wally, it looks like somebody hit it with a sledgehammer.
Yeah. I don't know how I'm going to get up enough nerve to tell Dad.
It'd be good if you were somebody who didn't know. They could just leave a note in the steering wheel.
You're a big help.
Look who's coming, Wally. Creeps Incorporated.
Boy, I didn't think Eddie'd be showing up around here for quite a while. Hi, Sam. You in time for the wake?
Boy, look at this, Eddie. It even looks worse in the daylight.
Oh, this is no good, old buddy boy. When your dad sees this, it's back to the coaster wagon for you.
Say, Wally, Eddie and I were
Look, Wally, before Big Daddy gets home, why don't you take it down to Al's garage and at least get an estimate? Will that hurt anything?
Oh, no, it won't hurt anything, but...
Yeah, then at least you'd know whether Dad's going to be $10 mad or $100 mad.
You know something, kid? You're getting real practical in your old age.
Come on, Wally. We'll meet you down there.
Well, okay. I guess it wouldn't hurt just to get an estimate.
We'll see you there, then.
Hey, Wally. Well, can I go with you?
No, Beef, you better not. You've got all those breakfast dishes in the sink.
Yeah, but I figured some of them were clean enough. Well, so we could have lunch off them, we wouldn't have to wash them twice.
Nah, I think you better stay here and do them.
Yeah, I guess you're right. No use having Mom and Dad sore about two things. Hello?
Oh, hi, Mama. Where are you?
We're still here at the hotel, but we'll be leaving before too long. Is everything all right?
Yeah, well, we're still alive and everything.
I hope so.
Asking for Wally on.
Beaver, your father wants to talk to Wally.
He does? I mean, Wally can't come to the... Oh, hi, Dad. No, Wally went out.
Well, that's all right, Beaver. I just wanted to ask how his date worked out last night.
Oh, it worked out okay.
Wally got home all right, huh?
Yeah, Wally got home fine.
Oh, good. Now, as your mother said, we're still at the hotel, but we'll be leaving shortly, and we'll see you later on this afternoon, okay?
Well, okay, but don't hurry.
Don't hurry?
What I mean is, Dad, I've still got the breakfast dishes and everything to do.
All right, Beaver. We'll try not to get there before you finish them. Goodbye, sir.
He's here. My friend I was telling you about. Mr. Wally Cleaver.
Al.
How do you do?
Yeah.
It's a pretty simple job. All we have to do is remove the steel beam unit, and then you pull the main assembly, then you just...
Are you going
to
do this job or me?
You are, sir. It's just...
Run you about $18, parts and labor.
Hey, that's not bad. Why don't you let him do it, Wally?
Well, right now?
Well, why not?
Well, I think I should check with my father first.
Why?
Yeah, why would you want to do a thing like that? Well, it's his car, and...
Well, that's the whole point. If he sees it like this, you'll get murdered.
Yeah, but if he sees it after it gets fixed up, you won't get murdered so bad. Yeah, maybe you guys are right. It does have to be fixed sooner or later, and I broke it.
Yeah.
Sir? We've decided to have it fixed now.
Well, hey, wait a minute, guys. I don't have $18. What are we going to pay for it with?
Well, we talked about that, Wally, and we decided we ought to chip in. Well, I've got $5.50. How much do you have, Eddie? How much you got, Wally?
Well, let me see. $5, $6, $7, $8. Well, with the dough Lumpy's got, I'll need another 2 1/4.
2 1/4? That's a coincidence. That's just what I happen to have.
We've got enough money, sir, to have it fixed.
Okay, leave the car. I'll have it for you Monday.
Monday? Monday?
Yeah, Monday.
Well, sir, I was sort of hoping I could have it fixed today. It's a very urgent situation, Al. You see, we boys are members of the Peace Corps. We're traveling to New York. From there, we'll be sailing to far-off Africa. Al? Al, it's not that way at all.
You see, that's my father's car, and it's brand new, and last night I busted the headlight, and I'd kind of like to get it fixed before he gets home today.
Okay. I know what you're up against, son. I'll be if I have it for you by 3 o'clock.
Oh, well, thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
Boy, the way this guy tosses the truth around.
Yeah, you ought to try it sometime. Might even work for you. Well, I guess that just about does it.
Yeah. Boy, Wally. I'll bet that's about the best wax job a car ever got.
Yeah, we sure worked at it.
Yeah, and now Dad'll never know the difference.
What difference?
About the busted headlight.
Hell no.
Well, how will he know?
Because I'm going to tell him.
You're going to tell him? Well, then how can we put 2 coats of wax on and 5 around the headlights and polish the chrome and the glass and everything?
Look, Beaver, the better the car looks, the easier it's going to be to tell him. Now, come on, let's put these rags away.
Wonderful time with the Haneys.
Say, look at that beautiful wax job. How about that, dear?
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, we worked a lot harder on it than we should have.
What was that, Beaver?
I mean, some places we put 2 coats, and in others we even put more.
Well, it certainly looks it. You know, fellas, it's really great to know you're responsible enough so we can go away like this without worrying about it.
It means so much to your father and me that we can trust you.
Yeah, well, that's real great and everything, but, Dad, I...
Hey, that's our telephone.
Hello? Look, Wally, there's something I gotta know before your dad gets home. Are you gonna tell him about busting the headlight on his car or not?
Well, are you or aren't you?
Come on, tell me. I think you're crazy if you do after we went and spent our own dough to have it fixed. But if you think you have to tell him, just don't mention my name. Okay, Wally?
No, Clarence. Wally won't have to mention it. You already did.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Cleaver? I thought I was talking... Yes, sir. Goodbye, sir.
Hello?
I'll be right back. I just want to put the car away.
Well, I'll put it away for you, Dad.
It's all right, Wally. I'll do it.
Hey, Wally?
Yeah, Beef?
Dad knows what happened.
How do you know he knows?
Well, I just know he knows, like I knew you were in a mess last night.
You're goofy, Beef. I haven't told him anything yet. How could he know?
Bet she does.
Nah, I don't think so.
Wally?
Yeah, Dad?
Wait for me in the den. I want to talk to you.
He knows.
He knew?
Yeah, he knew.
Well, what did he say?
Well, it wasn't what he said. It was mainly what he didn't say.
Yeah, I know that feeling. I used to like it better when he yelled at me.
Yeah, me too.
Anyway, Wally, it wasn't your fault. The other guys talked you into it.
Yeah, but that's no excuse. Blaming stuff on the other guys doesn't work when you get to be my age.
Is that what Dad told you?
No, that's what I told myself.
Wally, it sounds like when Dad was falling out, neither one of you did much talking.
Well, we didn't have to. He knew I did something wrong, and I knew I did something wrong. There wasn't much to talk about. That's because I'm at the age where Dad and I understand each other.
Yeah. Well, I'm still at the age where a lot of yelling goes along with the understanding.
You know, it wasn't until a year ago that you stopped crying every time Dad bawled you out.
2 years ago.
Okay. So you haven't been a baby for 2 whole years.
There's plenty more of TV Land's Leave It to Beaver Fandemonium Marathon still to come. So,
I want you boys to go right to sleep, all right?
Hey!
You can stay up.
Thanks, mister.